This is Ozarks at Large. How about a pizza for Valentine's Day? How about a $1,000 pizza? Rolf Wilkin, the founder, president, and CEO of Fayetteville-based Eureka Pizza, has the pie for you.
And that's why we said, you know what? What if we let them show their love to their significant other, but also have something fun? And, you know, come on, man. I mean, to have the ultimate pizza, I mean, that shows you love. It makes a statement, really.
All right. What is on this pizza?
Man, we got some good stuff. So we figured if we wanted a pizza that you're going to remember and it's going to really show your love, and if you're a true romantic like I think you are and I am, I mean, it's got to be special. So we had to figure. So Kobe beef. And then, you know, stepped up to the next level, we decided to encrust it with gold. So my wife suggested that. So you'd have the gold that you put on pastry. So we have, you know, very thin, but it's 24 karat gold. And then we took lobster and we poached it with champagne, poached it in champagne, and then added a little bit of vanilla. And then we've got several cheeses. We've got like an aged camembert, and we've got Russian caviar.
Oh,
man, we've got really, it just, you know, we kept thinking, how can we step this up? How can we step this up? How can we step this up? And that's how our pizza came along.
Did you experiment with the taste? I mean, do all these things work together?
Well, these are bold flavors. And like love, you know, beauty, you know, it's all in the eye of the beholder, right? And so truffles can really kind of overpower. Caviar can be kind of strong. But we think, you know, really, if you think about it, it's just showing your love. I mean, love's not always perfect, right? There's, you know, so I think they do work together, but you may want to take small bites.
Of course.
And that's love, right? That's romance.
Right. Right.
Yeah, small. It really is. It's for the lover out there. And there's lots of them out there. And I think, you know, we caution you to don't mortgage your house for this, right? You don't want to do that. But, you know, if you really want to take your love to the next level, this will do it. I guarantee it.
It's the conventional round shape?
It's round. We thought, you know, that the heart would be distracted because we wanted the ingredients to be at the star of the show.
Thin crust? Thick crust?
You know, really anything you want, but we do think our classic traditional crust kind of holds kind of the weight of these ingredients. And we've got a few add-ons we can do. We can do different kind of oils that we could put on to, like a Spanish olive oil, we think, that might kind of add to it. You know, we've got maybe some chocolate we could do too, you know, kind of give that sweet and savory kind of sensation going along. And, you know, we do recommend, you know, nice champagne. That would be on you, of course, because we're not licensed, you know, wine sellers, of course.
Yeah, see, now I'm a beer and pizza guy. Can you think of a beer that would pair well with this?
You know, I think kind of like a chocolate stout. And we've got so many great, you know, local breweries. But, man, you couldn't go wrong with a Bike Rack, a Fossil Cove. I mean, you know, a Core. They make, I think, a beer that can stand up to a pizza like this and then, but stand up to love, really, is I think what it's all about.
You suggest 48 hours notice that you want this pizza.
You know, because it is, you know, some difficult ingredients to source. And we want to make sure, like, we have enough Kobe on hand and, you know, different things like that. Because as a lot of your listeners may not know, most of these ingredients we don't keep in stock.
Really? You don't have gold? You don't have gold right there?
You know, and we want to make sure, you know, that we have the most skilled of our pizza chefs, I mean, combining these amazing flavors to create that, you know, that your true love is going to appreciate.
Pick up only, or is it delivered?
It will absolutely deliver it, so absolutely. I might probably deliver it personally.
I was going to say, if I'm the delivery person, I'm a little tense. Because usually I'm not delivering a $1,000 pizza, right?
You know, you almost want, like, the hazard lights on. Yes. I don't know if we can get a police escort. You know, they do very nicely in Fayetteville, like, for your final ride in your hearse, you get a police escort. So I don't know if they'll do that for us, but, you know, we love the police, and I think they love us. So I don't know. We're going to get it to you safely, right? So it'll be okay.
Have you tested this?
We have, and that was, you know, we took the picture, and so we did try it. And that's when we realized that it really was an experience, and the love that it showed, I mean, with strong flavors, but, you know, love has its rough spots and, you know, the strength shines through and the personality and the physical beauty of your loved one. I think the pizza kind of reflects that there's, you know, kind of some rough edges there. And but I think it's all going to combine and it'll be a Valentine's Day you'll never forget.
It's a meal and a metaphor. I love it.
You know, it is. And I think, you know, often you get your credit card statement and you don't want to look at it. This might be something you save, right? And this could be like the family legend. I mean, it could be in 80 years. I say, man, great-great-grandpa, you know, Kellum, got this, and it just showed the love for the family.
Finally, I also like pizza the day after, right? Cold pizza?
I think no doubt that these ingredients are going to stand up, you know, to that. And, you know, it may be like a wedding cake. You may want to save it for an anniversary. You know, maybe freeze a portion in 5 or 10 years. You can remember that credit card bill.
Rolf Wilken is the founder, president, and CEO of Eureka Pizza in Fayetteville. The $1,000 pizza is available for Valentine's Day.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore.